Hi, everybody, and welcome to A Plus English. My name is Joe.
And my name is Elsie. Joe, look at the chart in today's article. It makes me hungry just by looking at it.
Yeah, it looks really delicious, actually.
Yes, what are we going to talk about today?
Well, today, it's our guide to hamburgers. My mouth is watering just looking at it. We're going to learn all about how to make hamburgers. You know, I really only know how to eat them, so this is going to be useful to me. I can learn how to make maybe barbecue and just prepare a nice gourmet burger.
I love hamburgers, but like you, I only know how to eat it. I don't know how to make them. So why don't you start the lesson now?
Okay, let's go ahead and get to today's lesson. If you're a hamburger fan, if you want to learn how to make a tasty burger, what all goes into it, the ingredients, the preparation, everything, today's lesson is for you. Let's get to it right now.
A guide to hamburgers.
Peggy and David are in the kitchen preparing lunch.
Are we having hamburgers for lunch?
Yes, and we're going to make them ourselves.
How do you make the patty?
It's easy. Mix the minced beef, onions, and garlic together in a bowl. Then put some salt and pepper on the meat.
What's next?
Here comes the fun part. Take some meat in your hands and roll it into a ball. Then press down on the ball to make it into a patty.
This is so fun!
While you do that, I'll put the hamburger buns, lettuce, tomatoes, and cheese on a plate.
I want to put two patties in my hamburger.
That sounds delicious. Let's cook the patties now.
Prepare, 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 prepared, prepared. Amy's dad is preparing dinner in the kitchen. Amy's dad is preparing dinner in the kitchen. Roll, roll. The kids rolled the snow into a ball to make the snowman's body. The kids rolled the snow into a ball to make the snowman's body. Plate, plate. After dinner, Mark washed his plate in the sink. After dinner, Mark washed his plate in the sink. Delicious, delicious. The food in this restaurant is delicious, so let's eat here. The food in this restaurant is delicious, so let's eat here.
All right, today, as always, we start off with our scenario. Peggy and David are in the kitchen preparing lunch. If you're preparing something, it means you're getting something ready. In this case, they're preparing lunch. So what do you do when you're getting ready for lunch? Well, you take all the things you're going to need to make something, to make whatever it is you are going to eat later. So they're getting the ingredients, all the stuff that they need to make lunch. They're getting ready to prepare it.
今天文章的 scenario 文章背景是呢，这个 Peggy 和 David 在厨房当中呢准备午餐。那我们在文章当中呢看到 in 这个地方介系词 in the kitchen 在厨房当中，到底该如何正确使用这些地方介系词呢？我们进 Magic Box 找亮点。
Magic Box 找亮点。
Well, well, Magic Box. 大家都知道我是全世界最会用地方介系词的黑魔女吗？今天被召唤过来，我就大发慈悲，传授一点我的功力给你们吧。不过，看到我后面这道邪恶的绿色光芒，这就代表，有人做了对不起我的事了。 让我来瞧瞧啊。Mirror, mirror on the wall, tell me something I don't know. What? There's a party in Sleeping Beauty's house? And I'm not invited? Oh, 岂有此理，在睡美人家有个派对，但我竟然没有被邀请。好，先注意到这里。我刚刚提到的 in Sleeping Beauty's house， 在睡美人的家，用的是地方介系词 in。通常 in 呢是用在一个范围里面，那只在这个范围里面，像是 in the room 房间里面， in the garden 花园里面，所以刚刚我才会用 in Sleeping Beauty's house。 什么？ A party in the Sleeping Beauty's house？ 不行不行，我一定要阻止这一切。Now, I'm at the bus stop. 没错，我现在在公车站这里。At the bus stop. At 用在固定某个点上面，而且通常是指某个人在那个点上面，像是他在公园里， She's at the park， 或者是他在家， She's at home。 怎么样？谁说黑魔女不能搭公车的？我觉得比较快啊。哎，等等我！Oh dear, what an awkward situation. Okay, so I guess I'm on 44th Street now. I know it's where she lives.没错，根据可靠消息， Sleeping Beauty 是住在第44条街上， On 44th Street。 这里呢，我们用的地方介系词 On， 那你们呢可以用一个正在平面的感觉去想，因此通常像是在街上啦， On the street， 或是在地上， On the floor。好，让黑魔女就来帮大家总结一下吧。虽然 inAt, on 三个都是在哪里哪里的意思，差别就在一个空间的概念。 In 呢就比较像是在一个范围里面， At 就像是在某个特定的点上，而 on 呢就是在一个平面上面哦。 Well, well， 我想我已经尽我所能，你们若无法领悟，我也是没有办法了。现在我有更重要的事情要去做了。Knock, knock. Here I am, princess.
All right, and we also have the word prepare. That's our first word power word for today. Prepare means to make food or a meal ready for eating. For example, we could say, Amy's dad is preparing dinner in the kitchen. Amy's dad is preparing dinner in the kitchen.
Prepare 准备，例句提到呢 ，Amy 的爸爸正在厨房当中呢准备晚餐。那这边是用一个现在进行式哦 ，is preparing。注意，我们要把 prepare 的字尾一去掉，再加 ing。
So they're going to prepare it. They're not going to order something from a restaurant. They're going to make it themselves. And Peggy has a question. She asks, "Are we having hamburgers for lunch?" That's what you ask. Yes, are we having something for?Breakfast or for lunch, for dinner, for supper. This is lunch. This is the middle of the day, so it's around noon. So she's just asking, what are they going to have? What are they going to eat?
Yes, are we going to have hamburgers for lunch? 我们中餐吃汉堡吗？Yes or no?
David has the answer. He says, yes, and we're going to make them ourselves. So they're going to do it all themselves. They're going to prepare it. They're going to make this meal themselves. They're going to be chefs for a day.
Mm-hmm. David 接着说啊，是的，而且我们要自己做汉堡。We're going to make them ourselves, 自己做。
Now Peggy says, how do you make the patty? Yes, the patty is the beef. It's the part in the middle between the slices of bread. It's kind of a, well, it can be a round shape, and it's just the meat that is pressed together. That's what a patty is.
Mm-hmm. 我们要怎么做汉堡肉呢？ Patty 就是汉堡肉的意思啦。
David has the answer. He says it's easy. So it's not hard. It's not difficult. You mix the minced beef, onions, and garlic together in a bowl. So these are the ingredients, the things that go into the patty. You have minced beef. It's just chopped up into really tiny little bits. Onions, of course, they have a really strong flavor, and garlic as well. Then put some salt and pepper on the meat. So that's what we call the seasoning. That's what goes on to it, like the spices, things that give it the flavor.
接下来呢 ,David 就说这很简单哦，你只要把绞肉、洋葱还有大蒜在碗里面混合在一起，然后放一些盐巴和胡椒在肉上就可以了。所以我们这边看到绞肉啦、洋葱啦、大蒜啦都是所谓的 ingredients, 材料。那么盐巴 ,salt, 还有胡椒 ,pepper, 那就是所谓的香料了。
So that's the patty. You know, everybody kind of has their own patty recipe, different things that they'll put in there to have its own special flavor. So that's one of the main parts of the hamburger, of course. Peggy asks, what's next? What do we do next?
下一步呢,把肉搅在一起之后,然后呢?
David, of course, he has the answer again. He says, here comes...The fun part. Okay, I thought the patty was the fun part, getting all that ready. Oh, they're still doing the patty. He says, take some meat in your hands. Okay, they're going to use their hands, their bare hands to do this, and roll it into a ball. Okay, you're going to roll it. Just means you move it around in like a circle type motion, a circular motion, just like this. You roll it into a ball, like I guess like a baseball kind of shape, then press down on the ball to make it into a patty so it's nice and flat, just like that. So that does sound
fun.
Like fun. Yeah. You get to get your hands dirty. You like working with your hands, making patties is a lot of fun.
So 这边 David 就说了好玩的部分来了 Here comes the fun part. 拿一些肉到你的手里然后把它滚成一颗球接着呢把它 press down,压扁成一片汉堡肉。
Now, roll is our second word, power word for today. So let's learn a little bit more about roll. Roll means to make something into the shape of a tube or a ball. For example, we could say the kids rolled the snow into a ball to make the snowman's body. The kids rolled the snow into a ball to make the snowman's body.
Roll 是滚搓的动作。例句提到呢，孩子们滚了一颗雪球来当做学员的身体。另外跟同学们补充哦，有一个句子呢非常好用 ，roll one's eyes 是什么意思呢？照字面来看，你说哈，这是滚动一个人的眼睛。For example, we can say, "Don't roll your eyes at me." 代表就是不要对我翻白眼。So don't roll your eyes at me,
sorry,
Joe.
Sorry, don't want to get in trouble.
另外 here comes 这个地方副词倒装句型 Here 是一个地方副词，后面加动词再接主词。For example, here comes the bus.
All right, what's next? Well, Peggy, she's obviously having a good time making the patties, rolling them around, pressing them into that nice flat shape. She says, "This is so much fun."
This is so much fun. 这真好玩。
Now, David, he wants to get on with this, on to the next step. He says, while you do that, I'll put the hamburger buns, lettuce, tomatoes, and cheese on a plate. So these are some more ingredients that go with the burger. You have the buns, that's the bread, of course, that goes on either side of the patty. Lettuce, that's another vegetable, and tomatoes, and cheese, of course. This is going to be a cheeseburger, and I'm going to put them on a plate.
David 接着说呢，当你在做肉饼的时候啊，我会把这个汉堡面包 hamburger buns, 生菜 lettuce, 番茄 tomatoes, 还有起司 cheese, 放在 plate, 盘子上面。
And plate is our next word, power word for the day. A plate is a flat, round dish that you put food on. For example, we could say, after dinner, Mark washed his plate in the sink. After dinner, Mark washed his plate in the sink.
Plate, 盘子。那在吃饭的时候呢，我们通常会用到 plate, 盘子或者是 bowl, 碗。那当然还有叉子 fork, 刀子 knife, 以及Spoon, 汤匙。那例句刚刚提到呢，晚餐之后啊 ,Mark 在水槽里面把他的盘子洗起来。
Now, Peggy, I like the way Peggy thinks. She says, I want to put two patties in my hamburger. She's going to make it a double.
Double cheeseburger, maybe.
Yes.
Okay. Peggy 接着说呢，我想要放两块汉堡肉在我的汉堡里面。Two patties. 这边你看到 patty 去挖。 加 IES 变成一个复数咯。
David also likes the sound of that. He says, that sounds delicious. Let's cook the patties now.
接着 David 就说了，哇，你那个点子听起来很美味哦。我们现在来煎汉堡肉吧。
David said, that's delicious, and delicious is our next word power word. Delicious means that something is very pleasant to taste or smell. For example, the food in this restaurant is delicious, so let's eat here. One more time, the food in this restaurant is delicious, so let's eat here.
Delicious, 美味的好吃的是一个形容词用来形容你吃的东西。那当然我们也可以说 yummy。或者是 tasty， 这些都是形容东西美味的意思。那例句说到呢，这间餐厅的食物很美味，所以我们就在这里吃吧。
That's right. There are a lot of different ways to say that something tastes good, yummy, tasty, delicious.、Mm-hmm. Yeah, the burgers they're making today, they do sound quite delicious, very, very good to eat. I'm sure they are going to be. I don't normally make burgers at home. Do you make burgers at home?
I don't either.
You don't?
I don't.
You're not a vegetarian, are you?
No, I'm not, but、okay. I don't make burgers by myself.
Okay, there's nothing wrong with being a vegetarian.
Just go to McDonald's and you can get burgers.
McDonald's? Oh, yeah, McDonald's
is okay.
You don't
like burgers in McDonald's, right?
I'm a snob. I'm a burger snob.
All right.
Okay, I like my nice gourmet tasty burger. Well, we're almost out of time for today. Before we leave you, though, let's go to our wrap-up for today.
Wait for it. It's review time. 复习时间到喽。
Now it's time for, we're going to play a little game、
yeah.
here. So it's going to be a guessing game. So、mm-hmm. I'm thinking of a word. It's one of our vocabulary words、
yes.
for the day. Now、
And、
you're going to ask me questions.
I'm going to、
right?
ask you some questions, but your answers only can be yes or no.
Yes, I'm not going to give you any clues or hints. And I'm going to put my poker face on so、mm-hmm. you don't know what I'm thinking. It's going to be a total mystery. So go ahead, ask me anything.
So now you have a...word in your mind already?
I do. It's right up here.
All right. Is it from our word power word?
It is.
Of course, yes.
Yes,
okay,
it is.
Okay.
Of course.
So, is it something that we can use when we eat?
No.
Is this something that... No, it's not something. It's an adjective.
Yes, it is.
It's an adjective.、Mm-hmm. All right. So...The only word that we have for today that is an adjective is delicious.
Yes. Yes, it is. Remember, delicious, it describes something、mm-hmm. that is very tasty or good to eat、
yeah.
or even has a pleasant smell.、
If、so I guessed it right.
You did.、
Yes.
You did. You guessed it exactly right. So remember, if your mom or your dad is cooking something in the kitchen, you can say, that smells delicious.
Or yeah, when that you're eating, looks delicious.
When you're eating, you can say, oh, this is delicious. Okay, let's see. We got time for、
yeah.
one more. So go、
okay.
ahead. Start with your questions.
All right, so that was an adjective.
Yes, it
and
was.
And now, is it a verb?
It is a verb.
It is a
it
verb.
It is a verb, yes. It is something that you do. It's an action.
It's an action. It's something I do.
Mm-hmm.
When I'm making hamburger
yes,
meat?
Yes, it's something you do when you're making hamburger meat. Yes.
So like this?
That's the motion, yes.
So the word is, let me think about it. Oh, it's roll.
Roll, yes. Remember, you're moving something around in kind of a circular motion. So、
yeah.
they were rolling、mm-hmm. the hamburger meat so they can make the patty. Later, they will press it down, make it nice and flat. But first,、
mm-hmm.
they roll it into a ball. If you see、
yeah.
anybody making hamburger patties, that's the way it is done.
Can you guess
what
now?
What can I guess? Uh-oh.
Let me think.
I was not prepared for this.
Let me think of a word in my mind.、
Mm-hmm.
All right. I'm ready.
Is it something that you eat off of?
Eat off of?、Mm-hmm.
Is it something you can use to... Is it like, you know, is it flat?
Yeah.
Then it's a plate. It's
got to
be a plate.
Okay. Oh my God, you're so fast.
I'm good、okay. at this. I'm too good at this. Well, we're almost out of time、
uh-huh.
for today, so I think it's time to say goodbye. Until the next edition of A Plus English, I'm Joe.
I'm Elsie.
Goodbye.
Bye.
A Guide to Hamburgers.
Peggy and David are in the kitchen preparing lunch.
Are we having hamburgers for lunch?
Yes, and we're going to make them ourselves.
How do you make the patty?
It's easy. Mix the minced beef, onions, and garlic together in a bowl. Then, put some salt and pepper on the meat.
What's next?
Here comes the fun part. Take some meat in your hands and roll it into a ball. Then, press down on the ball to make it into a patty.
This is so fun!
While you do that, I'll put the hamburger buns, lettuce, tomatoes, and cheese on a plate.
I want to put 2 patties in my hamburger.
That sounds delicious. Let's cook the patties now.
Prepare. 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 Prepared. Prepared. Amy's dad is preparing dinner in the kitchen. Amy's dad is preparing dinner in the kitchen. Roll. Roll. The kids rolled the snow into a ball to make the snowman's body. The kids rolled the snow into a ball to make the snowman's body. Plate. Plate. After dinner, Mark washed his plate in the sink. After dinner, Mark washed his plate in the sink. Delicious. Delicious. The food in this restaurant is delicious, so let's eat here. The food in this restaurant is delicious, so let's eat here.